Hello, my name is Ben Randall, and welcome to More About More, the podcast where I talk more about things that you may want to hear about, may not want to hear about, or have no clue could even be talked about. First of all, Happy New Year to everyone celebrating it and following the Gregorian calendar. The holidays and excuses for doing nothing at all are unhappily behind us, and a whole flippin' year sits in front of us. So, what do people like you and me do to fill the time? Why, we make resolutions. This whole New Year resolution thing started about 4,000 years ago by ancient Babylonians. They made promises to their gods at the start of the year that they would return borrowed objects and repay their debts. The Babylonians sure were cool, those trendsetters, them Babylonians, and as much as I'd love to talk ancient Roman and Babylonian history, my focus is more on the New Year's resolution part, kind of from a modern perspective. I was sitting in my car, probably driving home from work sometime in late December, when I thought about what my resolution would be. This is somewhat of a big deal. I typically don't set these New Year's goals and all that, but I thought maybe I should do something new and something glamorous and fun. Typical things for resolutions are weight loss, diet changes, or sometimes even evaluating a relationship. But I thought all these things are kind of tough to maintain. And I found that on average, an individual's resolution typically ends sometime in the second week of February, which is actually kind of pathetic if you think about it. And why is this the case? I think people struggle to do things that are too out of their way. So if the gym is a 15-minute drive and they have things to do at night, eat supper, it's kind of easy to see how some things can slip here and there. And then eventually you're back on your old grind. So the challenge I faced was this, just finding something that wouldn't be too out of my way, yet was still ambitious enough to be noteworthy. All of this was taking place while sitting in my car, listening to the radio, blaring Ariana Grande's Thank You Next song. Nothing against her at all, or the song. I'm a huge Ariana fan, but that song single-handedly drove me nuts and was the reason for sparking my drastic New Year's resolution. It's easy to listen to music, and we use our cars every day, and typically get a good half hour of time at least per day to listen to music. So it hit me right there. I'm going to listen to a new artist or band or composer every week of the year and compile the most diverse, interesting playlist ever created. Maybe not ever created, but you get my point. The goal of this is to branch out my musical taste and intelligence, exposing me to new genres and facets of this big, awesome musical universe that is our world. It's a cool idea, and I'm all but stoked to keep going with this idea. For my first week, I found about 10 songs that caught my fancy as not too popular, yet still interesting sounding songs. I think I'm going to try to continue with that trend, about 10 songs per week, and just expose them all on this platform here. So that brings me to the idea of this podcast music. I'm going to produce one podcast every week, hopefully on Monday, and try to get it out that day or as soon as possible. Unfortunately, you'll have to bear with me. I'm still getting used to this whole podcast thing. Additionally, to anyone out there who is a music expert or loves the band I listened to the previous week, I'm terribly sorry if I come off as closed-minded or brash about my learning of the inside and out of a particular band or artist. I'm not an expert, so this is going to be a huge learning process for all of us, particularly me. So my first band of the year was 21 Pilots. We'll call this podcast Week 1, 21 Pilots, a featurette type thing of the original More About More podcast. For the first 7 days of the year, I listened to 21 Pilots' everything. Most of their albums and singles greeted me on every commute out of the house or anytime I was listening to music, in bed, in the morning, during the shower, anything like that. As the days progressed, I really got familiar with the voices of the band, and it was interesting to put faces and backgrounds behind these talented musicians. First off, I don't know what you all thought, but I definitely thought 21 Pilots was this big 4 or 5 person production band with tons of things going on, just like utter pandemonium going on in the studio or concert or wherever. Yeah, I was totally wrong about that. They're just a duo band from Columbus, Ohio, made up of vocalist Tyler Joseph and drummer Josh Dunn. Originally, Chris Sally and Nick Thomas were parts of the band, but some way or another, the band has been reduced to its duo state as of now, which was somewhat shocking to me. Just listening to the tapes and listening to the audio, I really thought there was kind of more going on behind the scenes, and it's fascinating that just two people could mimic just such a huge and wide-reaching sound. Some of their earlier music was interesting, to say the least, but definitely untamed sounding, as they released two albums called 21 Pilots in 2009 and Regional at Best in 2011. Both these were released by themselves without any labels. They were signed by Fueled by Ramen LLC, which is an American rock music record label. They're owned by Warner Music Group. All this was nice, but they really just prefaced their big breakthrough with the album Blurry Face in 2015, with singles like Stressed Out and Ride, just the big time hits. Their most recent and fifth album, Trench, was released on October 5th, 2018. These guys were a huge deal for the world of alternative music, as their arrival more or less started a tsunami of hundreds of alternative and indie sounding groups all trying to mimic the flowing lyrical prowess of Tyler Joseph, the vocalist for the band, and just the overall creativity that 21 Pilots kind of brought to the stage. When the band released the single Heathens for Suicide Squad, it jumped into the top 10 in singles in the US, and pairing that with Stressed Out, that made 21 Pilots the first alternative artist to have two concurrent top 10 singles in the US in history. Like I said, these guys are a huge deal. They're trailblazers for the whole alternative music scene. That's the gist of their story, but I was still curious as to why their name is what it is. And 21 Pilots, like in the sky? Are there 21 of them? Is this some special Air Force protocol that I never learned about in school? It turns out I was somewhat right. Tyler Joseph, that lead singer guy, came up with the band's name while studying a play called All My Sons by Arthur Miller. The play was about a man who commits suicide after causing the death of 21 pilots justly during World War II because he knowingly sent them faulty parts just for the betterment of his business. Pretty interesting backstory on the band's name. All in all, they have a very interesting story for a band, and I cannot emphasize enough how much of a freak Tyler Joseph is. Not only does he have a startling way with words, he kind of offers his listeners charming vocals not to only hear his lyrics, but interpret and decipher them. It's very tough for an artist to do this, and in addition, he's played the ukulele, the piano, the guitar, and synthesizer, all while fulfilling his time as the lead vocalist for the band. Moving on to some of the songs I found during the week, much of which were from Blurry Face, which I've come to the conclusion was their most popular and most far-reaching album. Again, if you hear one of these songs and are like, "Ben, I've known this song for like ever, come on, dude." I'm sorry, I'm just basing my knowledge on these guys off of hits like Stressed Out and Ride. I was just a mainstream, brainwashed pop culture kid before that. Keep in mind, I'm changing my ways. Hometown from Blurry Face is the first song we'll be talking about. It's stunning, and it's just mainly about getting salvation and redemption in life. It refers to where Josh and Tyler, the drummer, Josh the drummer and Tyler came from. It kind of suggests dark and depressing, sometimes evil backgrounds. The whole song is seemingly about how they want to switch to a better place, a better town. It's really electronic and hopeful sounding that gives the listener the proper send-off from the album, as Hometown was the last song in the album order. I thought it was a great song for just kind of driving home on a dreary night or sitting and reading in the living room. Some of the other great songs I found from Blurry Face were Lane Boy, The Judge, Message Man, and Not Today. All these songs really show how diverse Josh and Tyler are as a duo and as a band, and you can't really pin them to a specific genre. I'm not going to analyze all these songs, but the one that particularly stood out to me as a purely wicked song was Message Man. The song starts with vibrant electronic organ tones in a rebellious sounding fashion, while a chorus of "Yeah, yeah, yeah" breaks out from Tyler. "Please use discretion when you're messing with the message man" is flat out one of the coolest lines of music that I've heard in a long time. His tone and background chords while uttering the lines of the song are chilling. The whole song is seemingly a metaphor for the audience or listeners interpreting his music, saying that he's easy to misunderstand and that only a few understand him. It's probably my favorite song by 21 Pilots, which makes me thrilled and proud that my New Year's resolution is starting to bear some fruit. Some stuff that appealed to me from their newer album, Trench, was Morph and Nico and the Niners. But I encourage all of you to listen and find more hidden gems or lurking lyrics within this new album. The last song I will discuss is Cancer, a remake from a song by Chemical Romance in 2006. It's kind of a low-key, soft-sounding song that offers a warm embrace from Tyler and the band, talking about making tough decisions and leaving those that we love. Well, starting with a soft synth in the beginning, the song begins to take on a slow reggae style about halfway through, forging an altogether pleasant experience for anyone who really just appreciates sad songs. The song is really a metaphor for cancer, just as cancer is a metaphor for something awful and untouchable. All in all, I had a great time listening to 21 Pilots last week, and I was thrilled to find some songs that have yet to been exposed to mainstream pop media and blasted through our ears to no avail. There's something beautiful about finding songs that are sacred to you, no matter of their significance to anyone else. I hope everyone can have this opportunity to branch out their taste and experience the music of life.